Hello, everybody. This is Gonzalo. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is not Indie Trash. AC couldn't make their show today, so I'm going to be stepping in. And I'm here for 2 hours. And it's going to be great. I've got a plan. I have a playlist with 2 hours worth of music. So I'm just going to be rolling and doing and playing some good music, some new stuff, some of my really, really old stuff. I've tossed in a few Spanish songs, so that'll be fun. That last song was 19 by Stephen Dawes. And this next one is a new find. All of the earlier half of the show is going to be a lot of recent finds. My Discover Weekly hit this week. So this next one is Campanita by Summersault. I hope you all enjoy.
But
Alrighty, folks, those last three songs in order were Campanita by Somersault, Take Some Time by Will Dorado, and If I Say I Love You by The Dinosaur Skin and Somersault. I didn't mean to play Somersault twice in that set. I've just been really feeling If I Say I Love You. That's kind of dream pop vibes. And we're going to do one more dream pop vibe song. We've got three more songs. I've just been vibing. Three more songs. This next song is Baby Baby by Sports.
Back. I'm a blank book. Oh, honey, won't you color me in? Gave a blank look like, honey, what you saying again? And I mistook every letter in your name. I'm a blank book. Take a good look, it'll never be this way again. When that disco ball reflection hits your eye, come on strong girl, you'll take me by surprise. When we go out, she takes me dancing. She takes me dancing. Oh, call me two-step Charlie. Spin the bottle after party. When we go out, she takes me dancing. Thank you.
Alrighty, people. Those last three songs in order were Baby Baby by Sports, Don't Wanna Love You by Joe P. That's a recent release. He's been opening for Cold War Kids recently. And I had a couple of my friends went, and I'm really jealous. And that last one was Spin by Sunbuck. That was a recommendation from a friend of mine. So shout out Kate. Thank you. Before we move on and chat to our guest that has arrived, I have a little message for the public. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash. Avoiding close contact with people who are sick. And finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Folks, we had a friend of mine join us in the studio during those last few songs. Do you want to introduce yourself? Say hello. He's just shaking his head at me.
I'll say hi. What's up? My name is Chris Millay.
His name is not Chris.
No, my name is Charlie. I just came on because I had some things to say. I feel like people shouldn't be putting their feet on other people's dashboards in the cars. Like that really rubs me the wrong way. When like you get in the car and you're like, you put some music on and they're like, oh, let me take the dogs out and just rub them all over your console. Like, I'm like, come on now. Like, you didn't even ask. Like, what are you up to?
Okay, but thoughts on dogs out in the car, not on the dashboard.
I think that also, like, you need to have a conversation about it. Cause like people's feet hygiene these days is in rough shape. You know, people walk around, especially on the Tufts campus. I don't want to like stereotype or anything, but like we got a lot of dogs out members in our community.
This is me in the warm weather months. I have a pair of Chacos that Charlie hates.
Yeah. You're not allowed to have the dogs out in the car. If you're not taking at least two showers a day, with the dogs out, like wandering around the streets of Bedford, like, come on now.
I agree with you.
I've seen many people pee on these streets. Like,
you've seen people pee on these streets?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's grimy. That's so grimy.
Yeah. Oh, so put your toes away.
Okay. I agree with you with the no feet on the dashboard. I disagree with you with, like, if I have, like, somebody sitting in passenger seat in my car, they take their dogs out, I'm totally fine with that.
Okay, so imagine you're like, oh, Charlie, like, let's go get dinner. It's, like, 40 minutes away. I'm like, all right, sounds good. Let's do it. I get in the car. Shoes come off. Socks come off. You're sitting there. You're like, oh, yeah, this is totally normal. All
right, let me rephrase. For car rides that are longer than, like, an hour.
Okay, so imagine dinner's an hour and 2 minutes away. Socks come off. Like,
I'd be okay with that.
That's crazy.
I'd be okay
That's
with
crazy.
That.
You're crazy.
Nah. I think it's fine. I also think, like, my Chacos are my driving shoes. I have my dogs out in the car fairly regularly.
They're your driving shoes?
Yeah, they're my driving shoes.
That's, like, only what you use
them for? No. I use them for other things, obviously. So they're not just shoes. They're not just driving shoes. But I like to drive. Like, if any shoe that I could drive in, it's my Chacos.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. That brings me to another question. Should you be able to drive with flip-flops on? This one's controversial.
Oh, yeah.
Because personally, I take the flip-flop off and just drive barefoot because I feel like it's kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people who are like, oh, yeah, like I can drive with flip-flops on.
Yeah, I just don't like the way the bottom of the foot gets caught.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, you're like one catch weird. Away yeah, from a huge catastrophic accident. Mm-hmm.
No, I agree. I think flip-flops take off. Mm-hmm. But Chacos, big.
That actually is the exception to my rule. If you're wearing flip-flops, you can have your dogs out.
Yeah. If it's flip-flops and you're driving.
Yeah. Even if you're just sitting in the passenger seat and the flip-flops come off, like, see, you basically weren't wearing shoes in the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Chacos are just hideous. I just haven't.
This is a terrible take. I love my Chacos. Everyone should get Chacos. All right. Anyways, we're going to keep rolling. These next two are from my Discover Weekly this week, and the other one it was a song I discovered over break. This is Marigolds by Early Eyes.
I can tell it's you by your footsteps and those shoes. Someday I'll find the time to see marigolds blue. I can tell it's you by your footsteps and those shoes.
by your footsteps in those shoes.
Another bargain. Can't take a woman out of this talking. Go ahead and pour yourself another glass of wine. We don't have to go through this for the 100th time. Well, ever since I met you, I've gone crazy. All the things we put inside. Some things are just better left unsaid. Lily, I'm barely hanging on. Is it too much to say you're wrong? Because you do things to me that make me wanna lose my mind. And now you leave me high and dry. Lily, I thought you and I were golden.
I guess I was wrong.
But everything just melted in a cold sweat.
Now
we're too young to work this hard, drawing battle lines between the skies. Really, I don't want us to be over. Lily, I'm barely holding on. Is it too much to say? Why?
Well, time keeps knocking me on my back. I don't know how much I have left. But is this year over yet? Feels more and more like I'm trapped. My heart keeps beating like a drum. Won't quit until my body's done. What a horror I become. I never know what's enough or where to start. You don't have to tell me. Don't hold your breath for me. I'll be back before the morning comes. You don't have to worry. We don't.
Alrighty, folks, those last three songs in order were Marigolds by Early Eyes, Lily by Francisco Martin, and Kill the Sun by Mother Folk. Just giving the mic a little scratch.
I mean, it's kind of fuzzy.
It's a little fuzzy.
You're stimming a little bit here.
Speaking of fuzzy things, you see, our housemate's dog arrived today.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard it's like a little like small dog.
It's like medium sized.
Okay.
Yeah.
Medium sized, like.
I mean, like, I mean,
cat
like,
sized.
No, bigger than a cat. Bigger than a cat.
Like a large cat.
Yeah, like I think a little larger than a large cat.
Okay, like an extra large cat.
Yeah.
All right. I'm getting the picture now.
Yeah, you're getting the picture now. I don't know what kind of dog it is, but the dog's name is Pepper. Pepper's a sweetheart. All
right, I'm excited to meet
you. Yeah, it'll be. I think Georgia said 5 days.
Oh, all right.
5 days with the dog.
That's kind of a lot of days with the dog. Honestly, that's like more than I think most people are used to in college. You know?
I think so too.
If I was responsible for like another living thing at this current moment in my life, it would die sadly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't be able
too
to
much
take
Fortnite.
Care of it. Exactly. Too much. That's like too much time spent in the SEC.
Yeah.
Shout out Kendallin.
Yeah. Oh, Kendallin's great.
Yeah.
Kendallin's good. Yeah. dog does not have much going on in its head. It just kind of sat while I pet it. It was like just chilling. Okay. Yeah, it was great. It's a good dog.
I'm sure the dog will enjoy it.
The dog will enjoy it. Just give him a little scratch.
Nice. Good. Yeah, we got plenty of people to pet in there.
Yeah. Lots of people.
Yeah.
That was great.
I got to say, you're wearing a killer hat right now.
Oh, wow.
For those listening at home right now, Gonzo's wearing a corduroy 5-panel hat with the Jaritos logo on it. If you see him around campus, you know, give him a shout out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Incredibly stylish.
Very stylish. A snag, one could say.
True.
Charlie, a few weeks ago was like, Gonzo, look at this hat. He turns around and he shows me a bright yellow Chiquita banana hat. And I was like, that's a great hat. You should get it. And he was like, all right, I'm going to get it. So he goes, if I get another hat, free shipping. And I was like, okay, all right, I'm going to get myself a hat. So now I have a Jaritos hat. I like to think
that's how the capitalist machine gets you.
Yeah, that's
days.
How they
tell
they
you with another $40 purchase, you will save $3.
You will save $3.
Like, I need that.
Wow. I need it. Mm-hmm. but now we have great hats.
Yeah,
so, you know, hats.
Kind of pro-capitalism, honestly.
Pro-capitalism. Yeah.
Controversial take on campus, but like, I am pro-capitalism.
No, I agree. Yeah. Socialism and communism don't work out too well sometimes.
Usually. I think pretty much every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to get an IR major on here next time.
Oh, yeah. We'll get Chris on here to talk about China.
Yeah, true.
He does love China. He does love China. And by love China, we mean he likes studying China. I don't think he likes China as like a...
Yeah, it's like a thought experiment kind of love. It's not. It's not like a.
It's not like a.
Patriotism.
No. Mm-mm. Anyways, we've got three more songs. These are our last three English songs, and then we're gonna do about 15 minutes of Spanish music, which I'm very excited for.
15 minutes.
15 minutes. I've got three songs, and two of them are by the same.
5% or more on car insurance.
That was a terrible.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Terrible. It was a good check. It was like fine, right? Like you can be the gecko if you want.
I'll shut up.
Yeah.
Excuse my language. That's my fault.
Sweet. All right. This is Greyhound by Good Luck Finding Iris.
He took my hand, thought it out. Show me how to feel again when the blood runs down. Why'd you stand me up to knock me 6 feet down? Now I'm eastbound, Greyhound, way down, way down. I can hide out of reach. Said it's absurd, but it's not hard to believe. Testify again. Out of sight, out of mind, out of my mind. But as it was, held by false romance, away we danced just to feel again that beating sound. Why'd you stand me up to knock me 6 feet down? Now I'm westbound, test of my will. I can't digest your words, I need to hear the rest so I can hide.
I see you, do you see me on the TV? Say hello to yourself. Who am I? If you are you, just maybe we met outside ourselves. No, I can't be anybody else but me. I see myself best in you. I don't wanna lose control.
You were a thousand miles away from ever falling inside my arms. Baby, I caught you, dived into the water, held you so tight that finding riches is a pauper. I stole a heart from someone like you, but I never knew when I side. Oh, I'm worthy of a woman like
myself I couldn't ever imagine something so perfect. Oh, how in the hell did I find someone like you? But I never
Alrighty, folks. those last three songs were Greyhound by Good Luck Finding Iris. What was after that? After that was Other Side by Young the Giant. And then that last song was Crescent Moon by Connor Albert and James Smith. Charlie, I have a bone to pick with you.
Do you?
Yeah. You want to listen to... Yeah, it's on. It's on.
My mic's off. Sorry.
There we go. Your mic's off? Okay. Yeah, you got it. You're figuring it out?
Yeah, sorry. This is my fifth day here. Since I'm learning the ropes a little bit.
Charlie will not listen to the podcast that I like, and I think he'd like.
This podcast is arguably the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. I have listened to part of it with him.
Okay.
Because Gonzo put this on the TV at one point. It's a YouTube video that's associated with a podcast, right? So they have a podcast on the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So we watched a YouTube video. And this dude tells a story about how when he was a child, he put salmon in his pocket at dinner time. That was pretty much the whole story, right?
That was
a 45-minute video. I was like sitting there like, that was amusing. Right. And then it went on for like 45 minutes and I was like,
All right. Let's be clear about something.
All right. I don't know if I got this in me.
So this podcast, it's a comedy podcast. And it's these four like best friends, and they just sit and they chat. They chat about, you know, stories, and then they go on like funny asides, and you know, it's funny. It's a good time. We're doing work.
It's a good concept.
Yeah, it's a great concept. It's really funny. It's called The Yard, if anybody wants to go listen. I'd like to put it on while I like do work, because it's something in my ears that I can just listen to. I don't necessarily have to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm listening to like their best of 2022 like compilation, and this story comes on about this dude putting salmon in his pocket to avoid like your parents like ever.
He wasn't a big fan of salmon, so right? He was right. Like,
Your parents ever do the thing that's like, all right, you can't leave the table until you finish your meal.
I have done that. My sister actually got caught at one point with
salmon in her pocket.
No, it was Brussels sprout actually, but the same exact story. Yeah.
See, universal, very funny. Mm-hmm. And this guy talks about how he put salmon in his pocket and then forgot about it, so that it, like the salmon went through the wash.
Do we have a laugh track for the studio?
Yeah. point is, it's very funny. And Charlie refuses to listen to it. And every time we're hanging out, I'm like, Charlie, you gotta watch this.
He'll be like, it'll come up on the YouTube recommended, and I'll be like, please no. Every single time.
Because Charlie and I are big fans of video essays. We love a good video essay.
Yeah. Okay, my other issue with this podcast, not to go off videos, because we can come back to those, because I do love video essays.
We do love video essays. All right, talk to me about this.
They have a bit about the salmon in the pocket. Like, yeah, that's funny. That's a good story.
Yeah.
That's maybe a 5-minute story. Yeah. These are 20 to 30 minute episodes.
No, the episodes like, are an hour
they,
and a half.
They drag it on.
The episodes are an hour and a half. They're fantastic. It's not just one bit for the whole episode.
It felt like it, honestly. I was sitting there, I was like, wow.
The salmon bit was long.
It was a long bit. Yeah. I was like, I feel like I got it. I need to spark notes a little bit on that one.
Okay.
All right, back to video essays.
Recent favorite ones that we've watched was...
pretty much anything by Curious Archive. They do great work.
Great work. He talks about, like, video games, and he gets, like,
it's always examining some theme of a video game. Yeah.
It's great.
Amazing.
We've had some good video games.
Some good indie games. Yeah. Planet of Lana.
Planet of Lana's
Grease.
Great.
Stray with the cats. That one's sick.
We got to finish the cat game. We got to finish the cat game.